As Pacifica's board of directors convenes in Washington for what's guaranteed to be a heated series of meetings, two public radio scholars are calling on Pacifica to live up to its ideals. Susan Douglas, a professor of communication studies at the University of Michigan, and Robert McChesney, an associate professor at the University of Illinois, say in a letter to the Pacifica board that they hope Pacifica and the KPFA community will quickly mediate their current conflict and its underlying causes. Their letter notes that Pacifica programs consistently state that the world is run in an excessively top-down, undemocratic manner. Douglas and McChesney say they hope Pacifica's leadership understands it must match its words with its practice. This weekend's board meeting takes place as KPFA and its parent Pacifica Foundation face their worst crisis in a quarter century. Executive Director Lynn Chadwick precipitated the turmoil when she dismissed popular station manager Nicole Sawaya and then fired veteran broadcasters Larry Bensky and most recently Robbie Osman for discussing the conflict on the air. Issues of governance and accountability are also central questions. The Washington, D.C. hotel hosting the Pacifica meeting says it has been inundated with hundreds of faxes. No word on what has transpired at the meeting thus far. Meanwhile, the Communication Workers of America, which represents KPFA's paid staff, has filed an unfair labor practice against Pacifica. The complaint filed with the National Labor Relations Board cites Pacifica's decision to yank the electronic door codes, which gave KPFA workers access to the building. Instead, KPFA staff must now gain entry through two guards stationed 24 hours a day. Bill Harvey is the Secretary-Treasurer of CWA Local 9415.
Pacifica has violated its obligation to bargain with the union. Any changes in employees' working conditions, and that includes free access to the workplace as well as any coercion or intimidation.
The NLRB complaint notes that KPFA staff have been engaged in protected, concerted activity, a reference to the protests. The complaint adds that the new security measures are aimed at unlawfully coercing and intimidating KPFA staff members.